Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Two, three, four.
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
Team on five. One, two, three, four, five.
Five teams.
Yeah.
With a me.
That's a pretty good try. Let's go ahead and get this started. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. Minisode. To my right, Mr. Daniel Tamburoni.
Tamburelli.
Oh, sorry. And that's Mr. Michael Mamama. Nope, that's Michael Marone with a C in the middle.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And my name's Jeremy. What's up, everybody? How's life? What's the haps?
Welcome. We're here.
Yeah.
We're here. Tell me what's happening.
Well, a lot of things in the news. Caught a serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun to watch yesterday.
You did?
No, Patton Oswalt's deceased former wife did, it sounds
like. Did a lot of the grunt work, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you saw it on there, but yeah, they found a guy, they rooted around his trash, they had a DNA sample from way back in the 70s, and it matched.
I wonder if they root around your trash what they might find, Jeremy.
Well, let's see, seltzer bottles.
You bought a lot of seltzer bottles.
Yeah.
We decided to toss Jeremy's bags, as it were, and we came up with a lot of seltzer bottles. You know what you would find? My carrageenan consumption has been too high.
What?
Too high.
Carrageenan?
Carrageenan is an element in seaweed.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's a seaweed extract that you use to emulsify and thicken sauces and ice cream specifically. Mm. My carrageenan is coming from one source, and that is an ice cream company from Vermont.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Ben and Jerry's?
Right.
So you've been Ben and Jerry's guy?
I promise I wouldn't.
This is a revelation.
Yeah, I sometimes
I know that Jeremy, that Michael eats Ben and Jerry's.
What do you mean? Like, people eat ice cream. It's just like,
I think that's a pretty good brand to eat, right?
Yeah, except
you
it
like
has.
Like a Talenti brand.
Except it has, it's disgusting.
Talenti.
Except it has carrageenan in it, which we really don't need in our lives.
Speaking of ice cream, I have this thing, and I've been dating my girlfriend about 7 months now, and she's found out that if we have a weekend or a couple of days that we hang out and we go out and buy food and we buy ice cream of any kind,
it will not survive.
It will not be there when she gets there the next time.
A
bit of a point of contention.
Your girlfriend is learning ice cream permanence with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the first step, man.
Is it?
Then she's going to move in.
Well, you never know.
It happens, and then she's gonna eat your.
But
and
we
then
need
she's
this
gonna
podcast
eat
studio, okay?
Can't
so she
the,
can't move
she can't
in.
Then she's gonna eat
here.
The pot, your pot brownies, and,
no.
and call an ambulance.
Oh wow, yeah, wow. I remember that story
what a callback.
From way back.
What a callback!
Yeah.
Speaking of callbacks.
All together.
I didn't get one for that.
For the beer commercial. Oh, for the Xbox, the PS360 that you read.
Sorry, guys. But here's some news.
Okay.
Mike sounds like he's sick. Uh-huh. He sounds like he got the sweaty Comic-Con nerd.
Yes, as Dan and I were upstate this past weekend in lovely Poughkeepsie, New York, we surveyed.
We just lost Poughkeepsie.
We love Dutchess County.
We have anybody
County.
Left?
We love Dutchess County. We really do. We love all the. We love the Taconic Parkway, except for one stretch of it, which can eat poop.
Wow. Okay.
I did okay. I drove him back and forth. I don't know what he's complaining about the roads for. He didn't have to do shit.
Oh, there's just a road sign on one part of the Taconic. It's not anything to do with your driving.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's
road
good.
Signs can
that,
make it.
That
can,
you
can
gave
really
the middle
make...
finger to and that I did
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
oh yeah, yeah. No, it's
so,
fine. You can say that. It's the, you know,
so
Donald
my boy,
J. Trump baloney.
State park.
He bought a state park. Cool.
So
good
my,
for him.
Yeah.
That was a Matt Damon movie, right? We bought a state park. when Dan pick me up. It was Friday night, and the weekend was bursting with potential. And when Dan dropped me off, it was Sunday night, and I was
tired.
A carrier of germs, apparently.
Well, when you don't use hand sanitizer the way
you should.
Oh, I did,
though. I did. What do you mean the way you should? Because you know. I put it everywhere. I put it behind my ears. I put it in my pits. You know, I don't just use it. You know, I don't just use the hands. You know what I mean, Jeremy?
I know what you mean, but you maybe should be a little more.
I mean, okay, I feel like I touched as many sweaties as you did.
But you've been eating more vegetables.
Is true.
Do you know that I used a hand sanitizer dispenser in a bathroom today and then tried to wash my hands and was confused as to why there was no suds and repeated the process before realizing that it was hand
sanitizer. It smells more like rubbing alcohol now. It's weird.
It was hand sanitizer and not soap, and then that rectified my mistake.
Mm. Oh, so maybe he's just not able to, you know, you put too much.
I've been woozy
too
lately.
Much of one thing isn't good either.
Yeah, I've been woozy.
I got a little dizzy yesterday.
You got dizzy?
Yeah, just a little dizzy spell. I don't think I've been eating well.
Maybe I got sick.
Oh, yeah. I know you're not eating well. You're not drinking well either. You're drinking, you know,
Chardonnay.
Straight up chocolate milk with coffee in it every day.
Okay. Let's do this right now.
Did you bust him?
Let's do this right now.
So I have a mocha or two.
You have a mocha.
Somebody's got a mocha habit.
So I do
two.
Some days I do three, depending on the day.
Okay.
But the average is two.
Okay. Can I have a sidebar?
After or before?
Right now.
Okay, go ahead.
Your Honor. Did you pick up this habit working on set and being able to get, you know, the proper coffee with chocolate syrup?
No, but I did bring it to that, and then they finally got chocolate syrup just for me and another person.
Okay, go right ahead.
So Danny has been on a health kick for the last 2 years, something like that. And
no, not a lot of carrageenan, I noticed, in his intake.
Have you tested him?
No, he hasn't tested me.
Let me stick him.
I'm not preachy about
it. No, but you are, there are things like, see, I've been a vegetarian for 20 years almost, if not more. Yeah. So there are these things that 5 years ago you would have been like.
Apart from the shock bacon.
Just because I'm eating vegetables
okay,
now.
Okay, let's do this
and
right now.
You ate them 20 years ago.
Let's okay, here's
and
right
I've been
here's,
eating meat. I don't ever go, man, I love these vegetables.
No,
Jeremy,
but
you should really. No, I'm just.
Here's what you have done. You've done things like, oh, you have regular milk? You don't have almond milk? You know we're not supposed to drink milk from cows.
I never said that
you
like
that. You did say that.
Not like that.
You say human beings aren't supposed to drink cow milk.
Yeah, and I believe that.
Wait, was he preaching?
And that's not
was
because it's 2 years of me doing
but I mean,
that. I haven't really drank milk since I was like, you know, a little kid.
Point of order. Dan, what do you have with peanut butter and fluff sandwiches?
I don't eat those. I eat a peanut butter sandwich.
So what do you have with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Bread.
A glass of water? What do you drink? I don't drink milk, dude. What do you drink with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Water? Seltzer?
Water?
Give me it.
Whatever.
Oh, my God. That sounds like when you got arrested and you didn't have ID. That's what you're fucking eating.
I just don't. That's not a two-year-old thing. That's not me being like,
no, but that,
why do you have that? Well, you shouldn't do it. It's just like, yeah. I mean, like now there's the ability that you can go to the store and get like almond milk and other things that replace that. But I don't ever give you shit for it.
It wasn't a shit thing.
And your podcasting partner can tease you
It's the Hershey syrup consumption.
There is corn syrup in there.
What's
which
the ratio?
I don't like. But
how much Hershey syrup goes into each mocha?
Probably two to three
thimblefuls.
Tablespoons. Yeah, at least
you
two
go
tablespoons.
For
the listener,
my grandpa was a Hershey's guy.
Yeah,
I'm keeping the legacy going.
I don't care if it's Hershey's or Bosco or whatever the fuck it is.
Or Alaska.
I don't care what it is.
For the healthy ones.
It doesn't bother me at all. I just known you for a long time, and I know that you know that.
I guess my
you had a sugar thing is not always the best thing for you. And so when I see you drinking a couple of them a day and like being all jittery and shit.
I'm not jittery.
And getting hella work done. Thank you.
Getting
hella work done. Thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. What's the problem?
My point in saying that, though, was there are things in your life now that mirror mine 10 years ago when I was like in the midst of vegetarianism you know, things like nutritional yeast, things like
sure,
yeah.
And I'm not.
But so I'm just saying, there's a weird parallel though. And sometimes like things like milk, where you're like, no, I don't drink it because it's from a cow. I'm just like, yeah, I talked about this like 10 years ago. But
look. And I eat cheese, and that comes from cow's milk. So, I'm just saying that I don't, go out of my way
shouldn't
drink
milk,
just milk.
Unless it's been curdled properly.
I don't know.
I'm not
trying to be holier than thou. And I know we had that talk about why I
you're
don't
trying to be smellier than thou.
Regular milk, but I mean, I haven't since I was like, go 20 years.
What do you
back.
Have with birthday cake?
I like birthday cake, man.
Just no milk. I don't drink milk with things like that.
Just, I don't think that's weird at all.
Okay, coffee.
I don't think it's weird. I don't drink coffee.
That's my man. I don't drink coffee.
I'm not touching you
because
you're sick, man. 9 days to go before I get married, man.
Right. Speaking of,
sick.
And that was kind of, I was leading up to that because a lot of that is thanks to
Kate. We haven't had the 2-year engagement, by the way.
Yeah.
What is that? A traditional?
No, I'm saying, no. You know, like, she made me eat better because we're getting married. It didn't take that long.
No. She made you eat better because you're going to spend the rest of your lives together.
Yeah, but we didn't know that when we first started. I knew it, but I'm sure she did too.
Oh, you knew it? And you're sure she did too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to wait for the right time.
Taking notes. Taking notes for my impromptu, unscripted speech at the wedding. Nobody wanted.
You're gonna have fun. It's gonna be really fun.
I can't wait. Yeah.
I wrote my vows while doing laundry.
Interesting.
That's how I did it.
Interesting. Did you use regular water or did you use distilled water?
I used regular water.
Did you use the house blend?
That's fucked up of you.
What, for doing my laundry?
For
did
the
you,
earth,
did you
man.
Use the house blend?
Did you use
I used the
water?
House blend, yeah.
The good,
yeah.
The good
I went
detergent.
To clean, I went to Clean and Green.
For the listener, for the adherents and enjoyers of Brett Davis's The Podcast for Laundry will know what we're talking about.
Yeah. That's a crossover. But yeah, so did you use cold? Because that's better for the earth.
No, I did warm.
Whoa, you can't do warm.
I throw everything in there. And
warm. Oh, speaking of, I forgot to bring over my tux today. I was going to bring my tux over here and try it on in front of you guys.
Yeah, that's
bad luck, though, right?
My suit coat didn't.
I don't think that's.
No,
you
he
didn't
saw
come
me.
Yet. Your suit coat didn't come
but
yet. My pants came.
Oh, they did. Okay, good.
Wait. Your pants came.
Yeah, I got.
What do they need you for then? If your pants can come,
they were too big. It's a good problem to have, bro.
Let's take them in.
I know I can't take them in. They're a rental tux, Mike.
But why can't you take them in?
You could take them in. They'll pay you $15 towards any tailoring.
Alterations.
So you just go to any sort of laundry.
Take them in if you want to. Yeah. You can get your seat reduced. And you can get your pants taken
Does
in
it fit
and
great?
Your cuff.
Yeah, it fits nice.
They will fit your boots.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, but if your sleeves are down to here or something, they'll fix that for you.
Yeah, no, my sleeves are fine.
So okay.
It's a little bunchy up top, but everything will be on. So
I had speaking of the sleeves being over, I had G over the other day, and I got him in Dad's sneakers for the first time.
Wow, that's a what's he wearing? A Carhartt hat?
Yeah,
he's ready to light.
A little stinking hipster.
For the
he looks like a little
I got him
hipster.
Clomping around
Maybe
in
hold
Dad's
that up
sneakers
the,
for the first
video for the video. Patreon subscribers. This is a video episode. Where would you go if you
Patreon.com/ Danny
and
Mike
with the Anspo.
I'm gonna stop saying that because it's ridiculous.
I don't care. So you're a week out from your wedding this
and
weekend.
9 days out.
Another picture of me
nine
with my son.
9 days out. We will Grandma put up. Son. We will put up pictures from Hudson Valley Comic Con because we had some pretty good ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, nine days. So
in a row.
No, not 9 days in a row, Michael.
So
you were going in two different places. Someone's asking
fasting?
About the wedding.
Right.
You're talking about Hudson Valley Comic Con. We're looking at pictures and a podcast. Let's regroup. Let's just regroup.
You're fasting for the next 9 days before you get married.
No, I'm not fasting, but I
why
did
not?
A juice
I think
day
you
yesterday.
Could get some cool.
You did a juice.
You could have some
We've
cool
doing,
visions.
Yeah. The idea was that we were going to do a full on cleanse, and I. Said that it was a bad idea because the last day of the juice cleanse would be the day before we went to this Comic-Con last week. And I said to her, I was like, look, I'm doing this Comic-Con convention, and the last thing in the world I want is to shit my pants in front of a bunch of sweaties. Like, I don't want to do that.
I'm sure there's something else that was the last thing you wanted to do, but maybe it might be the last thing you wanted
pretty,
to do that
that's
weekend.
A pretty, no, I'm just shitting your pants in general is a bad idea, or sharding, any of that stuff is not on the high priority
I think
list
you, didn't you
of things
introduce
to do.
Me? You introduced me to the phrase gambled and lost, right?
Gambled and lost or fumbled?
That was you. No, I never heard fumbled and I never need to. Gambled and lost was plenty for
fumble
me.
Fumble is actually a way better term. It's like you fumbled on that play.
Oh, I don't know.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
My question.
So many things.
If would you rather, since you have a problem pooping,
would
in public,
you rather?
Would you rather poop your pants at a Comic Con where you're a guest?
It's time to play. It's time to play.
Or take a dump in a public bathroom without a door.
Oh my God,
that's a good one.
Okay, parks department, public park.
No, I was thinking Comic Con, but
yeah, at Comic Con, if I shit my pants sitting at the table,
or
I have to poop in a public bathroom that
you
has
have the choice
no
to
door.
Do either of those.
I think I would say, can I pick for him? I think shit in a public bathroom because otherwise I have to suffer through it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he shits himself at a...
Well, if you're putting your own personal spin on it, then I would prefer to shit my pants
of
at the
course.
Table.
So everybody gets to share it. Yes, we're like brothers who share everything. The proceeds, the highs, the lows. We don't, you know, we don't...
Hey, we shared a Twinkie. They had a cornhole competition.
Yeah, actually.
And I won a
it
Twinkie
turns out,
and we
It turns
we
out my
left-handed
fake TV brother is a real ringer in cornhole. he cleaned the Ghostbusters clocks.
I did.
And we took several snack cakes to
we
the
took,
hole.
We wow. took home two Twinkies.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't make it home, but
I ate half of it, and that was
The other
that
half,
was the other
in,
thing. I was like, I'm not going to be able
capsule.
To eat well at this thing, no matter what.
So we ain't cleansing.
And also, I wanted to take them to Quinn's, this bar in Beacon. That's really great. That has delicious Japanese.
And we had some good
Shout
ramen.
Shout out to Quinn.
We had some good ramen.
Yeah, real good ramen.
George knew Ray Roy, who's a guy that I work with in the union and is a Dutchess County guy who has tried to get us up there to Quinn's to do his open mic or his drunken karaoke.
Yeah, which I always have no problem going
so we'll,
up there because the Jounce plays up there a bunch.
We'll give Ray Roy a shout out and see if we can't do that. Yeah. It should be fun. Mm-hmm.
We
met some nice people.
So the guy that does these cons for us, this guy Ryan, he was there with us doing what you do, Jeremy, when he can't come.
Absorbing my abuse.
Yes.
Taking a lot of the abuse and handling the money. And
but neither very well.
No, you're much better at it because you actually, you know,
well,
you stay
you
at the table and
maybe he didn't love you. That was
he's like talking to people. And
we
like,
didn't
people
screw his
like,
foot to the ground.
You don't want
to
like you don't want to be like, hey, it's going to be $50 for that package deal that you got. We want Ryan to say that because it's, you know,
the super combo.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes we call it the happy.
But so he was getting a lot of shit from Mike this weekend. So I decided to jump in as well
with the shit giving.
So when we were at Quinn's, we parked in a place, and I was like kind of worried that it wasn't a good place to park.
I thought we should have parked in front of the post office, personally.
Right. Well, we did.
On the main street.
We parked on the side road.
Okay.
And I went to the bathroom, and then I went out the back door, and I moved the car to the back parking lot.
Mm.
And then we had dinner and a couple drinks and just hanging out for a while. And
the trap was
buddy,
set.
Yeah, the trap was set. Our buddy Carl
Arnheider, yep. friend of the pod,
friend of the podcast.
Shout out to
he came out
fencing Carl
and hung out with us, which is a lot of fun. And I got he was hip to what had happened. He was the only one I told. So Mike even also was unaware. So when we go to walk out, we turn the corner, and bam, I start acting. Oh my God! No, car.
Wow.
The car's gone.
The car was parked right here.
And just as a precursor to this, when Jounce played there at the beginning of March, it had snowed a bunch, but the roads were clear, but there were these signs that said no parking, snow removal. And I thought they were from the day before because there was no snow to move.
The snow had been removed.
And while we were playing, cops came in and like said that we were going to get our car towed. So I was like, oh, thanks for giving us a heads up. I got a $100 ticket.
Here's
online.
A button. Here's a black t-shirt.
Here's a beacon piece of paper with a bunch of information on it. It was a $100 ticket that when we got back from tour, I paid a day late and it turned into a $200 ticket.
That shit is
which really
worst.
Sucked.
That's
so
a magical ticket.
Jounce paid $100 and then I personally paid $100 because it was my biff.
It's kind of like the Jounce paid for 16 days of the ticket and then you paid for 15 days of
exactly.
the ticket.
So
could have been worse.
But I had told them this and I was like pissed off about it. So right. I kind of like set the mood for right. like this to be like a real problem. So I was like really like I can't fucking believe it.
Then
this
we came
shit.
Around the
like,
corner and the car wasn't there.
No car. Like I'm like freaking out. Mm. Ryan runs across the street. There's a pizza place and he's like, did anybody see a car get towed? And he was like, a car get towed on that side? He's like, nah, man, never. That's good parking. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, well, somebody stole my car. And I go around the corner and I can't hold anymore. I just start laughing.
I wanted him to call the police.
I like that.
His dad is a cop. Yeah. His dad is a cop okay. in Poughkeepsie or Newburgh. I think he's a Newburgh police officer. And well, also when we walked in on Saturday, we had just, you know, partaken and we walk in and like immediately he's like, yo, it smells like you guys are having fun. And I was like, oh, I know you're a police officer. Damn it. He's just fucking with us.
Yeah. He couldn't operate though on the turf field. He had to wait till we got off the field. That's a rule.
But he was going to call his dad.
Right.
And then that would have been a bigger issue.
Yeah.
A bigger deal. Yeah. And he was going to, then he decided that he wanted to have his dad come in and like take Ryan out in like cuffs or like, you know, someone from this police department wow. being like, he filed a false report.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then the lady who runs our company or their company who puts us on these shows was like, yeah, it's really great to see one of our agents getting taken out in handcuffs at a con. Like, don't fucking do that.
Is that what happens?
Yeah. You got reamed out for even thinking about it.
Wow.
Wait, it would have been really funny.
You
can
get in
got
trouble
me.
For thinking.
Yeah, not you can get in trouble for thinking.
But no photos appeared, is what you're saying. Mm.
So the thing that I caught from that was that you said I rounded the corner and it was at Danny time, magic time, which just meant you were about to get a guy arrested.
that's
the moral of the story. Yeah, yeah.
That is bad.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if he had called the cops and filed, and said that the car had been stolen, and then I just not, yeah. then he filed a false police report, which is
that'd be problematic.
You can get in trouble for that.
Unfair.
So what else did I miss? Did you guys eat well? Did you drink well? I usually try to.
Yeah, no, just we went to Quinn's. That was where the eating and drinking took place. Nice. And the eating at the con was filled with they had a massive like 6-foot sub, but they didn't have an actual knife to cut it. They had butter knives. You like trying to cut through this thing? It's like 6-7 inches high.
Just Caitlin.
You're just like.
Does Caitlin
away.
Listen to the pod?
Yeah, she listens. I told her, man. I said, part of it, too. I was like, I'm not going to be able to eat well
that's the thing about this.
She knows you had part of a 6-foot sub.
She knows I had part of a 6-foot sub.
Because I took a video.
I took a video of you,
and you said, if you send this video to my fiance,
I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Wow. He threatened me with physical assault.
I did. Because he was doing it on
the First Amendment.
Because he was doing it. No, he was doing it on purpose. First, he took a picture of me eating something else that was unhealthy, and then another thing, and he was like, oh, I'm going to send it to Kate. And then I saw that he took a video. And that's like, you're trying to start shit. Like, if you send that to my lady, I'm going to beat the shit out of you. And I said, and then there was a lady across the table and she looked at me and I looked at Mike and I said, no, I mean it. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
And she didn't even give us a knife
to
cut the sandwich.
No, she didn't do anything.
Yeah. So he cut it with a plastic piece of plasticware.
Wow. And that's the
but big, I did it. I did.
Yeah.
It
because that's a big problem at those cons.
But he didn't beat the shit out of me.
Just being around. Is that eating
so much
is hard. It's hard to eat and schedule to eat and
I ended up eating chicken fingers and fries on Sunday.
Hey.
And really fell off the wagon.
No, dude, that's what your audience eats. You know what I mean? You gotta get in touch with your audience.
Yeah. Well, you got really in touch with your audience because you're sick.
I didn't get as much in touch with my audience as you thought I might have, considering what went down with Wonder Woman at the booth.
Well, look, man. Here, I was being a good fake TV brother.
Okay. He thinks he was wingmanning.
I was wingmanning. There was this Wonder Woman lady that came up, and she was like, you know, she said hello to me, and she says, excuse me, I just need to tell you that I had a huge crush on you, Michael C. And then, like,
she,
you know,
gave Dan the Heisman.
She gave me, yeah, she definitely gave me the Heisman. I wasn't even, like, you know, I was just saying hello. She was up at the table, but she was wearing a very,
good,
a very good costume of Wonder Woman.
Okay.
To which she said that she would only wear this outfit when she wasn't around her kid. So you can, it was scantily clad.
Wow, okay.
Wonder Woman is who it was.
Lifelike.
Right. So
movie realistic.
But, you know, I could see that they were talking and she was being very nice to him and sort of fluffing him up.
And I started blushing.
Mike turned the reddest red I've never seen Mike like that.
I started drinking beets.
I've never seen you like that.
I started drinking beets, like, this past week.
He juicing. Was just like really, really red in the
That's
face.
That's what the red
and,
was.
Like, mm-hmm. Saying thank you and like, oh, thank you, some blah, blah, blah. And, like, I could tell that there was, like, this, like, awkward moment of, like, you know, she definitely wanted to, like, get his number. So I wrote Mike's number down on the back of because I give away Jounce download cards so people can listen.
So she gets some free music.
Doubled up.
So she got some free music, and I wrote Mike's phone number on the back of it. And I'm holding it there, and, like, Ryan's like, you should just give it to her. And I was like, I'm not doing that. Like, this is on Mike.
Yeah.
So I slip it to Mike under the table, and he's just like holding on to it. So the ball is in his court, whether he chooses to give or not to give. I've made it easier for him by just being able to, like, you know, just hand off.
I did the work for you.
Hand off. And he did it. And, you know,
very nice.
Then she asked me for another download card, and I was like, lady, I'm not made of download cards.
She gave me her phone number and then said, wait, are you married? And without hesitation, I replied, separated. And, you know, without blinking or lying or looking away, maintained eye contact.
She said that Mike was the reason why she liked redheads and married one and then divorced one.
Wow.
That's where we were. This is the two mountains that we were
right.
at.
What I thought of when he got all red was Mike. I don't know if you know this, but when Mike gets very severe compliments, he goes into full Braveheart mode, and he just starts putting beet juice on his face and yelling.
And what, blaming the Jews for all the wars? And
no, let's not go that far.
Fuck, I was thinking Mel
Gibson. Thank you for your compliments.
Fuck Mel Gibson. I've never seen Braveheart.
How is that guy still working?
I've never seen Braveheart. I think
I don't see him working. Too.
I've seen Lethal Weapon.
Hand up some woman's shirt, and this guy is.
I've seen Lethal Weapon. Too, but I prefer Predator 2, to be honest.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure how that got there.
Because Danny Glover.
Okay.
Yeah. Guys.
But we're talking about Mel Gibson, who was not in Predator 2.
No, we're talking about Danny Glover. That's why I prefer Predator 2.
Now we're talking about Danny Glover. Before we were talking about...
Yeah, you segued in your mind, but you didn't say it out loud.
Actually, the two of you are slow.
That is true. I will admit to that. Sometimes we... need a moment.
Thank you.
Well, that sounds fun. You guys, so you, any good, was it? Was
so
it,
I didn't get sick from that because nothing happened.
Right. Wait, maybe I know what you got sick from then.
Nice. Try.
Just some light texting that probably died off by Monday.
Yeah. Well, it's a good weekend.
Did it? No?
There was nothing.
Oh, there was just nothing.
Nothing happened.
She was supposed to come to Quinn's, but didn't show up, and that was the beginning of the end of that relationship.
Whoa. Yeah. Quinn's was a big meeting spot, it sounds like.
It was. I made it a meet spot, even though it was like 25 minutes from where we were standing.
You could have your craft.
I don't care. I know this place.
Your craft beer and your Japanese
There was a place
noodles.
I...
Noodles.
You know, I was going to say this before. This is completely, it has nothing to do with anything.
Oh my God. Hold on. We forgot like one of the coolest things that happened.
Did you meet,
Timac?
Nick Drake's ghost?
Timac.
Bruce Leroy from The Last Dragon.
Oh, right.
Was our neighbor.
We went to go get breakfast on Sunday, but they didn't really have breakfast out and he was bummed and wanted to go get food. So I got him in the car.
And this lady who looked like Frau Blucher showed up right at the end with like a plate of meat and was like, you're not going to stay for breakfast. I just made these muffins for you.
And I was like, I don't eat meat muffins.
And we ran to the car away from these people.
But so we get in the car and we just, you know, I never really talked to him or met him at all. And then he's just letting me drive him around
right,
in my car. And he was super rad, really cool dude. And we're going to try to get him on the podcast.
Yeah, we had fun.
Because he had some real good stories. But he's talking on the phone to the Red Ranger.
From the Power?
From the Power
Variety.
So it was just like a moment where I'm driving and he's on the phone being like, hey, bro, there was no, like, whatever. Just like talking about that, what had happened.
They're talking con talk.
Right. Con talk.
Right.
And, yeah, I just thought it was
a cool story.
It was just
bro.
A funny thing that I was like, oh, this is, you know, yeah. Bruce we Leroy had a good... talking to a Power Ranger in the car with Danny and Mike.
We had a good diner breakfast with him, and Dan got something called. Say it.
Oh my God.
Say
I got a quesadilla that
was it called
the healthy spinach quesadilla or something like that.
Okay.
And what did I get?
You got the short stack
blood
pancakes.
No, I got the Megilla pancakes.
Whatever that is.
With pecans, and bananas.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys did good.
Yeah. Timac got some toast that he didn't eat, and I went back and ate
it.
He
went
toast.
Back and ate it.
Wow.
And then he went back and ate it after that. He was like, man, I have to have that toast now, too.
I think you guys come leaps and bounds since pizza at the Sheraton Hotel or whatever that was.
Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah,
we did a con.
The pizza at the Chiller Theater, yeah. Chiller Theater is great. Their
we were asked several times about Chiller if we were going to go again.
Yeah.
Love to. Sounds like fun.
Maybe in October.
Yeah. Maybe in October.
Right.
Dye
right.
my hair, put on makeup, hope to die.
Okay. Well, that's he's taking
maybe
lyrics
from in October.
Clara song. It's waiting for October.
Oh, yeah.
Cross my fingers, cross my heart, and hope to die. Anyway.
Anywho.
Let's leave on that. Let's leave on that.
Yeah, before we do, though, I do want to say there will be an announcement coming soon about a network. We're going to join a network. We're not going to say which one.
A brand new hosting opportunity.
Also, we're going to have a lot more merch. So we're on the case about getting some new stuff. So that'll be available at live shows.
So stay tuned.
Yeah, Comic-Cons.
Go to DannyandMike.com.
Yep, you, the audience, have asked for it, and we, the purveyors, have produced it.
That's right.
Merch.
That's right.
Or whatever else you want.
That is right. So check that out, DannyandMike.com. Also check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/DannyandMike with the N spelled out. There you can get live episode videos, a back catalog of awesome things like, you know, pieces of
there's
literature
some cool
from their childhood.
Pete and Pete memorabilia. Yeah.
Aren't there foil wrapped 1990s?
You
could
make some sweet potato smashies.
Unopened.
Nickelodeon magazine
foil
episode
packs.
One.
Yep.
The middle spread. Yep. So anyway, a lot of good things on there. I am at Remy Balin. I also have another podcast called Fresh Beef you could check out. This is at D Tamborelli or at Danny Tamborelli on Instagram.
That's right.
That is at Michael C. Marona on the tweets. No Instagram for him because he doesn't
smart belong.
Yeah. But anyway, check us out. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next one.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Balin. For more information on the guys, visit our website at DannyandMike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/The Adventures of Danny and Mike. Thanks for listening.